Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're doing something interesting, connecting two ideas that seem kind of separate but are actually deeply linked. First, how to make your summer vacations, actually restorative. And second, how to find that real sense of purpose in just everyday life.
Exactly. And our goal here really is to explore how being intentional, thinking deliberately about what you're doing rather than just sort of drifting along can totally reshape things.
Okay.
Whether it's like a week away with the family or, your whole life's direction, it's about steering towards fulfillment.
I get that, because we all picture that perfect vacation, don't we? The one for the highlight reel.
Yeah.
But the sources we looked at, they really point out this trap.
Mm-hmm.
These super high expectations, they often just lead to stress or frustration.
Yeah.
Sometimes big disappointment, even when we wanted it to be amazing.
Yeah.
Why is chasing that perfect picture so tricky?
What's fascinating, isn't it, that chase for perfection can actually sabotage the real enjoyment. The sources, they really emphasize recalibrating, not necessarily lowering standards.
Recalibrating. Okay.
Right. Yeah. It's about finding connection. And honestly, the best moments. They often pop up in those unexpected, slightly messy situations you just couldn't plan for.
That feels like a big mental shift.
Yeah.
So what else? What are some practical things from the sources to make vacations genuinely energizing, not just draining?
Right. Well, beyond letting go of that perfection trap, a huge one is actually scheduling downtime. It sounds counterintuitive, maybe.
A little, yeah.
Yeah.
Vacation, go, go, go.
Exactly. But especially if you have younger kids, pushing too hard just leads to meltdowns. It's not about creating memories then, it's just stress. Building in rest prevents that overstimulation. It's not lazy, it's smart planning.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. We definitely tend to overschedule.
Most people do. And another thing involving older kids in the planning.
Oh, yeah. How so?
It's more than just, like, asking their opinion. When they help choose an activity or maybe dinner, they get invested. They feel some ownership. And that that can really cut down on friction later.
Yeah, I can see that. Now, one point that really jumped out at me was talking through the what ifs. It seems so simple, but potentially powerful.
Oh, big time. This is about resilience, really. Chatting beforehand about how you'll handle things if, say, the weather turns bad or there's a delay or someone's just not feeling it.
Right.
It takes the pressure off. It normalizes the idea that plans change, and that's okay. You kind of pre-solve the stress.
And tied into that, I guess, is making space for solo time.
Absolutely. Recognizing that people, maybe even you, need some quiet time alone to recharge isn't selfish. It's actually healthy for the whole family dynamic. Everyone needs their cup refilled, you know?
Totally. And that leads us to something really simple, but apparently quite profound, gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Just taking a moment each day, maybe at dinner or whenever, to share one thing you enjoyed or appreciated. Sounds small.
Yeah.
But the research suggests it does big things. It helps reframe little annoyances, cements the good memories, and keeps you focused on the present joy, even with the inevitable hiccups. It can really shift the whole mood.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it, how these, like, small intentional choices can totally change the feel of a vacation. Which makes you think,
yeah,
well, if we can apply this kind of purposefulness to a week off, what happens if we bring that same level of intention to our whole lives? To our, well, our reason for being.
That's the perfect transition, actually, because it leads us straight into this really powerful Japanese concept, ikigai.
Ikigai, okay.
Yeah, it doesn't translate perfectly, but it's something like a reason for being, or my favorite translation is a reason to wake up in the morning.
Oh, I love that. A reason to wake up.
Yeah.
So unpack that for us. The sources break ikigai down, right, into four elements.
That's right. Think of it like four overlapping circles. You've got first, what you love. This is your passion, what genuinely brings you joy. Second, what you're good at. Your skills, your talents, things you do well.
Okay. Love and skills.
Then third, and this is crucial, what the world needs. This pushes beyond just yourself. What contribution can you make? What positive impact? And fourth, the practical bit, what you can be paid for. Your job, your livelihood.
Right. So love, skills, world's needs, and getting paid. And the sweet spot where they all meet. That's ikigai. Sounds like the dream, but maybe hard to find.
It can be a journey for sure. And that's key. It's often a process, not a single aha moment. Mm. What you love might not immediately pay the bills or align with what you think the world needs right now.
Mm.
The sources emphasize it's about exploring and refining, but the payoff. People who feel they have ikigai, they report, greater well-being, more motivation. Even a study suggests longer lives. It fosters balance and purpose, moving beyond just chasing money or fleeting happiness. It's about that deeper, sustainable fulfillment.
So from making a vacation feel truly good deep down to finding this ikigai, this life purpose, it really all comes back to that core idea, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Intentionality.
Yeah.
Consciously choosing how we act and making sure it lines up with what we really value.
Precisely. So maybe the thought to leave you with is this. Think about that simple act of gratitude on vacation. Or just taking a quiet moment to ask, what do I really love doing?
Yeah.
How could that simple reflection maybe nudge you to think more about what the world truly needs from you? It's a powerful connection that could shape more than just your next trip. Yeah. It could genuinely shape the next phase of your life.